These enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello and welcome. Marietta here from Life Talk and the Business Champion Show. We thank our sponsors, KmarEducation.org and TheHealingMindMagazine.com for their support 2024. Yes, indeed. Happy New Year, everyone. Happiness, health, and success I wish all of you. Speaking about happiness, people who have a flexible work schedule, people who are working from home and should be exceptionally happy because no fighting traffic, no driving in weather conditions, savings all around, including wardrobe. That's a big deal. Why are you stressed then? What is not working for you? Let's get into it. Working from home, it's about empowerment and flexibility. Working from home challenges, and there are quite a few of them. What are you doing with your newfound freedom? Question mark. Those are the topics I'm going to look at. You can call me at 203-333-9422 if you'd like to share what you want to share on the subject, or email me info@thebusinesschampion.com. Yes, we just added that feature. You can now email us during the show or after the show, too. info@thebusinesschampion.com. And please check out our sponsor page, KmarEducation.org. KmarEducation.org. It's like Kmart without the T. Okay, now get this. The other day I had an email from Sean asking, why do you say Marietta here from Life Talk and the Business Champion Show? Well, Sean, Life Talk with Marietta has been on WICC 600 AM for 14 years, Tuesdays 7 to 8 p.m. So we added a new show in December, which is the Business Champion, with much different content and purpose. Hope this explains it, and thank you for listening. This way, at least people know who I am. You know, very, very important. And I do have some announcements. They're actually birthdays. So, Millie Tuthill, 97 years young. Belated happy birthday, dear Millie. Her birthday was December 30th. Happy, happy, and a long, long life and health. That's the most important. And Marietta Kammerer, yes, of course, ageless. Marietta's ageless. Upcoming birthday on Monday, January 8th. So, and for everyone who has an upcoming birthday, happy birthday. And here's a quick song picked out by Rich Tuthill. Little weak on the lungs, right, Rich? You know, nice mild one. Oh, my God. You know? Anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate it. So I'm ready to start the show.
Working from home offers freedom, but demands discipline. Mastering self-management is the key to unlocking productivity in your home office.
This is your celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Show. Good morning, everybody. Working from home is the subject. It's about flexibility and total empowerment. That's how I feel. I'm sure many of you feel that way. But where did this all start? Well, The push for a better work-life balance and flexible work arrangement has been championed by various groups, including younger generations, but it's not solely their effort. Millennials and Gen Z have indeed played a significant role in advocating for work flexibility due to their different priorities and attitudes, toward work. These generations often prioritize flexibility, autonomy, and more balanced lifestyle. Their preferences have influenced workplace culture and prompted employers to rethink traditional work structure. And that takes me right back to the 60s. Remember in the 60s, the concept of flexible work schedule wasn't prevalent or structured as it is today. So most jobs followed a traditional 9-to-5 schedule with a fixed number of hours expected each day, typically 5 days a week. You had to sit in that seat, folks. Yeah. Remember when we had to go to the boss and say, Mr. Boss, on Thursday, I need to leave early because I have to go to the doctor. Remember? Sometimes I felt guilty doing that. People that could only work part-time, there was a certain stigma attached to that. I don't know why. I'm talking about, 50 years ago. I like to bring Rich in now. Do you remember that, Rich?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that work with me that I've spoken to, and also my customers, that they would say that they try to schedule appointments either late in the afternoon so they can maybe come in an hour early and get off an hour early, leave at 4 o'clock for a 4:30 appointment type of thing. But yeah, when you're working at especially in an office, my job, because I was going from business to business, I had the flexibility of maybe scheduling an appointment if I was nearby in the middle of the day. But a lot of people didn't have that option.
We were at mercy of the boss that said yes or nay. And remember the faces? We used to interpret their faces. Oh, I don't know. He was ticked off or she didn't like this at all. But no, it was a constant back and forth. It was horrible at that time. And today, I am glad this all changed. And I have to tell you, working remotely, I learned that too, but I've been self-employed for 37 years. So many industries, especially tech, marketing, customer service, and various office-based roles now offer remote work options. Employees might work from home full-time or have a hybrid model splitting time between home and office. I had to look up what that meant. What's a hybrid model? But I got it in my research. Splitting time between home and work. I don't think I would like that. But you know what? I can get used to anything. As long as I'm okay with it, I can get used to it. It's just like same with coming in Saturdays early in the morning. I have to make sure when I'm on 9:30 here that I'm awake. So I get up at 5 just to be really awake because I'm not awake at 9:30 in the morning. I'm not. But I make sure. So if we want something, and I want this, I want to speak with you every Saturday, it's effortlessly. But I still have to work on it. It still doesn't come easy. But it's a mindset, and that's all we need. The flexible hours. Some companies allow employees to set their own work hours with certain parameters. This flexibility is becoming more common across multiple industries. So I'm going to finish this after our break. So a couple of more points I want to make.
Remote work isn't just about location, it's about skills. Use this time to learn new skills that align with your career goals. Lifelong learning is the new currency. And Marietta, we have an email here. It says, "Hello Marietta, my name is Joe M. from Fairfield. I recently changed my career from customer service to a sales position responsible for new client development, which includes cold calling and actually meeting the clients. I am good with people, but I don't know what's ahead of me. I am on commission. Please advise."
No offense to you,
Adventure Time. Well, Joe, good morning. Thank you for your email. This is what I would say as a business coach. You're good with people. You enjoy interaction with customers. However, new client development and sales are a different pair of shoes where your convincing power, listening skills, sales skills, communication, people knowledge is challenged every second of the spoken word. This is a learning process over time. Stages, if you will, and it takes a few years to obtain. These skills don't come overnight. It's very hard work, and you have to get yourself a coach. Not that the coach has shortcuts, but the coach can guide you quicker and sees your shortcomings and can work on that faster. You are at the beginning of this new journey, and I suggest to have a consultation with us to tell you exactly where you're at and the pitfalls of this profession. I'm talking about sales. I'm talking about cold calling, the marketing end of it. Since you are in commission, you will not be making the kind of money you made before. Simply, you have to pay your dues. You are growing into this position, but be aware you might not have this career for very long if you don't step up to the plate. Sales industries is a fast pace, and you either perform or you look for something else to do. That's the way it is. It's very hardcore. But you can call me at 203-505-3660 for a consultation. Trust me, it's worth it. 203-505-3660. So hope this helped you, Joe. Before the break, I do want to make a couple more points. Job sharing. In this arrangement, two part-time employees share the responsibility of one full-time role. Well, this is found in various sectors. This is really for the employee. I don't want to work part-time. I don't want to share that particular. That wouldn't be for me. Gig economy. Industries like ride-sharing, delivery services, freelance writing, and design have expanded, allowing individuals to work on a project or gig basis. Industries at the forefront of flexible work arrangements tend to be the tech industry, creative fields, consulting, healthcare, especially telemedicine, education, online teaching, we see that more and more. And finance, with remote-friendly roles in accounting or financial analysis. However, many other sectors are also adapting. So thank God. And you know what? COVID has taught us a lot. And we were talking to people all the time remotely. Remember that? Always. At least I remember it, and I know you remember it too. So it's no longer a big deal. So after the break, I'd like to go back to the second. I'd like to start the second segment, please.
Investing in yourself pays the best interest. Consider working with a coach to accelerate your progress. Their guidance can be the game changer in achieving your goals faster. And Marietta, we have a second email. It says, "Hello, Marietta. I like your new show. I work from home 2 days a week and go to the office 3 days. I have not been able to adjust working from home. It throws off my routine. It's been almost a year, and I'm really afraid of not being able to do this much longer. What should I do?"
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny from Norwalk. I just wanted to get the emails out of the way before I start again. Do you have a problem with change? Afraid of what? What are you afraid of? What have you done to make adjustments to that change that you're experiencing? Do you take initiative or feel more comfortable being told what to do and when to do it? So let's have a conversation and see what the real reason is. Because to me, it sounds like there could be several factors here. And if you're serious, I am serious. to talk to you. So contact me at 203-505-3660. I always read more into the email, and most of the time I'm right by how the words are, the chosen words and so forth. So we always like to get to the bottom of it and not waste any time here. But that's what I would say to you, Jenny. Good luck. If you're serious, contact me, 203-505-3660. Thanks a lot. So, working from home challenges. Working from home can present unique challenges for employees that may impact their performance. Time management, focus, concentration, mindset. Clarity, what to work on what day. That's a big, big thing. Yeah? Again, I'll repeat it. Time management, focus, concentration, mindset, and clarity. What to work on a particular day. Do not try to pay a bill quickly or make a call to resolve a phone bill charge. Those are all examples to deviate, you know, to get your focus, you know, to another area. Allocate specific time for that later. Do not underestimate how quickly you are thrown off tracks, and it's so hard to get right back, you know, into what you were doing. And why am I saying that? Because I've done all of this. You know, while I'm waiting for the computer and maybe the computer is stuck and, you know, I was all focused to make phone calls or I was all focused to start a certain task, I said, let me pay a quick phone bill and this and that. And you know what? It threw me right off track. You think you can just wing this and just do this very quickly. No. It takes high concentration to focus and to start your day. So let's talk about distractions. Home environment can be filled with distractions like household chores, family members, or pets, diverting attention from work tasks. Here it goes. The dogs are fighting. Dogs have to go onto their bathroom walk, right? As you just started to sit down to, you know, you're focused and the dog has to go out. Of course, you're going to just, you know, put your headsets down and say, okay, let's go. The cat is after you and she stares you down for food. My Ellie does that all the time. When I'm working on, let's say I'm working on websites and I'm navigating to certain areas and I wasn't quite sure, you know, about the sequential steps, so I'm highly focused. And just about as I got it, the cat says, meow! And I can't tell you. When I'm highly concentrated and any disturbance, any noise, it drives me crazy, the poor cat. But it's true. Or your son wants a sandwich. Kids are home from school. The noise level is right up there. So I'm just telling you, teach your son how to make sandwiches. Teach your kids to be independent. I grew up very independent, and I knew how to make sandwiches from very early on. So teach your son. Stop catering to the kids. They're old enough. So, or you say to yourself, let's do a load of laundry. I've done all of this, and I remember everything. How I was afterwards. A load of laundry, let's quickly fill a crock pot for dinner tonight. You know, that's easy. That just goes 1, 2, 3. By the time you sit right back in your seat in front of the computer, your mind has shifted. You got to pay attention to that, the mind shifting. That's what I'm talking about. Or especially when the computer freezes. You know, we have that all the time. So, or Amazon just showed up. We got to open up that package, you know, and see what the new rug looks like. Or let's just run out and do some errands quickly. Well, that I have never done because that doesn't make any sense to me. That I have not experienced and I have not done that. So, but I would do the crock pot and the animals and all of this. And it's just so hard afterwards to get back into it. You realize it once you start with the chore, with the project, and it, you have weakened, the mindset weakens. That's what it's all about. Just pay attention to it. So, we have to have boundaries, between our work and our personal life. And I'm still working on that. I think I'm doing a pretty good job, but I can do better. And I have to tell you, when we had COVID for 3 days, for 3 years. Yeah, it was 3 days. 3 years, I really started having very bad behavior with everything. It's almost like I learned nothing. I got rather quickly back into it. I'm still working on it, but everything just went out the window. You know, the boundaries for work and the boundaries for personal. So again, it's the mindset. Communication challenges. Remote work can sometimes create barriers in communication, leading to misunderstandings, delayed responses, or feelings of isolation from team members. I want to get into how emails can be very misinterpreted after the break.
Flexibility in work hours can be a double-edged sword. Effective time management becomes crucial to strike the right balance. Maybe once or twice.
One thing I can say, ooh, she's very nice. You know what I learned? Some people just don't pick up the phone purposely. They either text or email. And texts can be misunderstood. Emails are a pain. You can really misunderstand. And then you have to, then you rewrite it. And then they still don't respond. And then you pick up the phone, they still don't pick up. That really can tick you off. You know what I'm talking about. Technology issues. Unstable internet connection, hardware malfunction, or software problems can disrupt workflow and hinder productivity. Very, very true. I was on a different internet service. And then it just, when you least expected it, it went out. And I said, I can have that, because especially when I work on websites, you can have that. All of a sudden, everything is gone, your entire work, before I had a chance to save it. So go and have a superb connection. I don't care what I have to pay. I need stable internet. Go and have backup plans for power outages. Very, very true. Finally got a generator now. So I just, when you work from home, it has to be just about perfect. So you don't have any excuse to call the employer and say such and such happened. They won't put up with that, you know, because we have to be proactive on that. Not that an employer would call me. I've been self-employed for 37 years, but still, valuable work is down the drain before you had a chance to save it, just because the stupid internet goes out. It happens all the time. Now, here it comes. That's the biggest thing. Time management. Without the structure of traditional office, some employees may struggle with time management, leading to procrastination or difficulty in meeting deadlines. Let me say something. Managing self is the hardest and has to be learned and practiced. I know what I'm talking about. When I was in the finance business, that 18 years, I worked from home. I had no idea. I did exactly what I told you in the beginning, did the laundry, the crock pot. At that time, I didn't have animals, so the animals are safe. But managing my time, I said, people won't see me. So you go in the bathrobe, you sit at the desk, and you start working. No. I want everybody to do their morning routine just like you're getting ready to leave the house. You get up, you do your routine, you get dressed, you look the part, and you sit down at your desk. Your mind is ready. There are times before I get dressed, I'm in the bathrobe doing emails. In the bathrobe, not in the bathroom. The bathrobe, that's okay. Just getting a few things done before I get ready and so forth. But that was the hardest thing to learn, the managing self. Being consistent, you have to practice. You have to put daily goals down for yourself and stick with it. And it's like a ritual. And you got to do this. And I have to say I mastered that, because I wouldn't be self-employed for all this time. So just COVID threw me off the 3 years, you know. Why get up? Because we didn't have any place to go. Why, you know, put makeup on? Why get dressed right away? So it just, you know, lagged a little bit. So that's okay. And then it becomes a bad habit. habits that you didn't have before. You had them before, but you cleaned them up, and it worked for all these years. So time management, I see self-employed people now that have problems with time management. So being motivated and engaged, that's another big thing. A lot of people are not self-motivated. And we have to address these challenges, because if you don't master that, I don't know. You might not have a job, or you will be changing jobs, because the employer will notice it. You still have to be held accountable for all of that. So time management, call me for appointment and workshops, 203-505-3660. It works, but you need to be held accountable. So we'll go for a break, and then we'll come back with the third segment.
Remote work isn't just about avoiding the commute, it's about mastering self-discipline. Setting boundaries and routines can boost productivity and mental clarity.
We have a couple of minutes left, so I'm asking you, what are you doing with your newfound freedom? Are you more or less stressed? Flexibility in work schedules is indeed a great advantage, but it does require strong self-management skills to make the most of it. That's tip number one. Without effective self-management, it's easy to lose focus, productivity, and balance. That's why KMAR education or similar resources can be incredibly helpful. We provide strategies, tools, and guidance to enhance time management, goal setting, and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Also, with our resources, individuals can learn to structure their days, set achievable goals, and find a rhythm that maximizes productivity while allowing for personal time and pursuit. Folks, I am dead serious. You need to master the time management. Ultimately, mastering self-management in the context of flexible work schedules empowers individuals to be more efficient, less stressed, and better able to enjoy the benefits of this newfound freedom. I mastered it. So I got off track during COVID. But, you know, once you learn how to ride a bicycle, you can get back on, maybe a little shaky. So I was a little shaky, you know, till my skills came back. But I had to work on it. You know, otherwise they would just go by the wayside. Otherwise I get nothing done. You think I'm anything special? I'm not exempt from having these behaviors. These behaviors come back. That's all I'm telling you. So I don't care if you're self-employed or an employee. Time management is important. Love to have a conversation with you. And here's our phone number, 203-505-3660. And the lady from Norwalk, please call me. You know, Jenny from Norwalk, call me. If you're serious, I'm serious. So thank you, Rich. Thank you for a great show. Thank you for listening to everybody. And we'll see you next week. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to me. Take care.